It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We touched on this on the regular show this morning, but it I think needs some more discussion. It's something that is from the science world, and it's going to I think it's going to change the life of every single human on Earth. And it has to do with our respiratory systems and how they operate. It was from a study done at MIT, which stands for Massachusetts Institute for Technology. Is it for or of technology? Massachusetts.
Yes, of technology.
Massachusetts Technology. MIT, which they're still pissed at me for turning down that full ride scholarship offer they gave me whenever I was graduating middle school. That's how badly they wanted me.
We got to get this guy.
Yep.
He's a triple threat. He plays football, he's an actor, and he's an award-winning what was the other one?
Model.
Model. Yeah.
He won a Tech Tony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In his acting days. TJ did.
Yep. So obviously they wanted me, and then they got mad when I decommitted. Yep. So
we ended the transfer portal. he transferred out.
So what is it that we are going to be using in the future when it comes to our respiratory systems? We'll tell you coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next. More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay, here's what they found out at MIT with the, what do they call them? Ig Nobel Awards. Ig Nobel, yeah. Prize winners. These are just things for weird scientific discoveries. And number one on the list is that they have discovered that many mammals are capable of breathing through their butts. The study showed doctors might be able to treat things like COVID using a special mixture of oxygenated liquid. So if you have respiratory problems, then they may shut down your nose and mouth breathing and make you breathe out of your ass.
I want to hear that said in the press conference. Our goal is to be able to, in case of COVID, shut down your mouth and nose breathing and make it so you can breathe out your ass.
This year's Peace Prize went to a study that looked at whether you could put pigeons inside missiles to help guide them.
What?
Hmm.
That's stupid. With all the artificial intelligence and incredible guidance systems we have now, you can put a pigeon in there and that's going to help.
Pigeon missile.
The Botany Prize went to a study that found some plants will imitate the shapes of fake plastic plants if you put them next to each other. So if you take a fake ficus and then another, then the real one will try to imitate the fake one. I don't believe that.
I honestly would find that fascinating. I would want to know more about that. How does that happen? How does that work? How does the plant know what the shape of the plant next to it is? It just takes it.
The prize for medicine went to a study that found placebos work better if they cause a few painful side effects.
Well, then it's not really a placebo, right? I mean,
well, I guess it's a placebo in that it has nothing in it that would treat whatever the specific ailment is. Just like if you got some kind of if you've got a stomach problem and we give you the placebo and you feel the placebo making you nauseated, then you may think that it's helping your stomach issue. You say, oh, my stomach, it's getting better, but the nausea is, you know, okay. You think it's working in there somehow, I guess. The physics prize went to a study that looked at the swimming abilities of dead trout.
Wait, the swimming abilities of dead trout?
Yeah, which could easily be solved and go, the swimming abilities of dead trout are non-existent.
Zero. That's a quick experiment to try. Just take the dead trout.
I could have done that. The chemistry prize went to a study that used a process called chromatography to make drunk and sober worms race each other.
Go.
Point. What is the point of?
I guess for
who cares
gambling.
About drunk yeah. Okay.
You open up a whole new gambling niche there. The biology prize went to an old study from 1941 where researchers popped brown paper bags while a cat stood on a cow's back. They were apparently trying to see if they could scare cows into producing milk. Okay. And the prize for demographics went to a study that found places where people supposedly live the longest tend to have poor record keeping when it comes to when people were actually born. So, in other words, they don't really know what a person's age is. So that's why they are places where people live longer. Some dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff is... The drunk worms.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff, people dedicated a lot of time to that kind of stuff.
It's just a bunch of nerds trying to be funny, basically, I think is what it is. Nice try.
Man, I think about these things, and it always makes me think about two semesters I had a job at LSU, my on-campus job that came with my student loan or whatever it was, I worked in, I forgot what the department was called, but it was a science department. And for when I first got there, like the first day, it was like, you're going out into the cornfield that we have at LSU, and you have to go through the cornfield and pick up these mason jars that they had things that would attract these bugs because they were studying all of these bugs. We never had anything fun like that. It was hot and nasty. And like I was out there for about 3 hours that afternoon just going picking up mason jars. I'm like, this sucks. I hate this job.
What do they call that? Because I had one of those jobs too that went along with my scholarship. Yeah.
What was the department?
What did they call it? Department. But it's not a work release. But it's
I forgot what they called that. But then I got a. Riggins, they needed help one day, and I said, like 2 weeks into the job, 3 weeks into the job, I said, "Hey, guy was typing. I said, "Do you need help? I can type that." He goes, "Can you type?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Seriously?" I said, "Yeah, I'm a pretty good typist." Yeah, would you mind typing these reports? No. And from then on, all I did was hang out and type reports and set in the office.
Out of the field.
I was like, hey, man, don't go in the field. If you're willing to type, you don't have to go out there anymore. Dude, I'll sit here in the air conditioning and type all day long. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
I went out there three times in the first 3 weeks out in the field, and then I didn't have to go. By the third week, I didn't have to go out anymore.
In Louisiana, you could have written your own ticket. I mean,
been able to type.
Yeah, I mean, being able to type well, you're probably one of...
Yeah, but back then, people didn't grow up typing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was a special breed.
I took a typing class my freshman year of high school.
They're like, who is this unicorn?
Mr. Roshko, my typing teacher.
unicorn.
Yeah, come on in here, egghead. We got some things for you to type up.
Come on in here.
That was out of type.
Come on in here, Madam Secretary. The guy from said, "Oh, really? You can type like a woman, like an old lady does."
It's true. It's 1987.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But. Okay, Mildred, sit down. You need some pencils for your bun.
The rest of you dipshits, get back out there in the field and keep picking up them jars.
We had girls that worked in the same thing, and they were going out there in the fields picking up jars. I'm sitting in the air conditioning just typing away.
Oh, he thinks he's better than us, smarty.
Make sure you spray yourself with off before you go out.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.